Through the aftermath of battle in what used to be a marketplace, now ammunition shells litter the streets. The situation remains dire for Sudanese trapped inside a city-turned battleground.
The crisis is big. The situation is very tough and there's difficulty in internal movements. We often stand in long queues to get bread. It happened many times where we get bread, but never the amount that my family need.
The damage has hit everything. Both of them are fighting each other, and we, the people, will be the biggest losers and the most affected.
We urge the two parties to the conflict, namely Al Burhan and Hamiti, to show the Sudanese people 10% only of the care and attention they gave to foreign countries through safe corridors to evacuate their nationals from the country. We need to take our sick people to hospitals and to remove the dead bodies from the streets.
Emergency services have been stretched beyond capacity and are pleading for help. A doctor filmed these scenes at a Khartoum hospital.
There are still injured people in the hospital. Medical supplies are very scarce. No medical teams have managed to reach us due to lack of security and safety on the roads leading to the hospital. The injured are still coming to hospital because of the current battles.
If the fighting wasn't enough, some fear armed looters even more. CCTV footage captures men dressed in military fatigues and carrying weapons breaking into shops. It's not clear who these men are or which side they belong to. Both the army and rapid support forces accuse each other of breaching law and order. Elsewhere in the country, the town Jenina near the border with Chad has seen intense battles. The area has witnessed ethnic conflict in the recent past. Now the sound of gunfire can be heard as locals run for cover. There are reports the city has no electricity and very limited phone connectivity. Concerns of a return to civil war are high for many in Darfur. The previous war lasted nearly 20 years and pitted Arab tribes against ethnic Darfuris. The fighting in recent days has again highlighted that division. Countries continue to evacuate their people from Sudan. Aid workers arrived in Jordan on Thursday.
I think all of us feel very relieved, but all of us have very mixed feelings also because we leave our Sudanese people behind. Yeah.
The Sudanese army has denied reports it will enter into direct talks with the RSF. Sudan's foreign ministry said in a statement, the rapid support forces have no choice but to surrender or perish. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.